Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
Number four, make room for Jesus and you become a candidate for miracles. The boy dies. Wow. I don't know what I'd do. You know, if someone that close to me died, I've lost my parents and lost a few people actually. But you just kind of wonder, how do you deal with that stuff? The boy dies, so she rushes off to Elisha. And you know what she says to him? Elisha, I told you not to lie to me. I had him for such a short period. Why did you give him to me anyway for? Elisha goes, it's a bit of a long story, but basically he goes and he brings the child back to life again. He's revived. And I just wonder tonight that as we make room for Jesus, that we become candidates for miracles. Because we got our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Number five, making room for Jesus, and you'll hear timely advice. You'll develop a perception that you begin to hear what God wants you to hear at the right time. In 2 Kings 8, 1 and 2, there's a famine coming, and God says, you know, through the voice of the prophet to the Shunammite woman, go and stay where you can. You can just imagine this woman that's probably lost her husband. She has. Just got a miracle back. Just brings stability to her life. She said, man, I've got to get out of this place. There's a famine. This place is unsustainable for me at this rate. She would have had to go through the process of trusting God. He gave me a boy. He died and now he lives. And I want to tell you today, she must have thought this. If God has been in my yesterdays, he's going to be in my todays and my tomorrows. Isn't that true? And that's where we kind of get our little testimonies. And that's where we get our confidence. That's why we've got to go through the processes. Because if we find God in the down days, he'll find him in the good days. And if we go through it again in the future, we can say if he was there yesterday, he's going to be here today. And he's going to be here tomorrow. Because he never changes. I believe that every crisis you face, he's got it covered. Take this and listen to it. There is no panic in heaven. People say to me, John, you don't panic. Well, what's the use of panicking? God's not panicking. But you don't know the inside, the urge is, you know. Be still in Jesus' name. I've learned that if I lose it, man, it's not nice. But if I keep my confidence in God and get wisdom and process through it, you just think, wow, this is going to be cool. Make room for Jesus and you hear timely advice. Oh, here, this is the last one. Should have done this one first. It's this. Make room for Jesus. You got to hear this. And he will restore.
Thank you, Lord.
2 Kings 8, 4 and 5. 2 Kings 8, 4 and 5. Restoration is mentioned four times in these verses. Restored to life. Estate restored. Money restored. Three times. And just think, the God we serve is the God of restoration. His son died. Restored to life. The dream died, but it restored to life. Lost the estate. But it was restored. Money was taken, but it was restored. Hey, if you make room for Jesus, who knows what can happen? But make sure you get on with life and just don't wait for it to happen. Get on with life because you create room for God to do his miracles. One last scripture, and it's up on the screen. We're just about finished. Enjoy this tonight?
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 10, 40 to 42. Listen to this. Is that the scripture I wanted? Verse 38. Okay. Let me read in the King James first, and then I'll flick over to the message. You got me? Okay. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me who sent him. And he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in a righteous man's name shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones, even a cup of cold water in my name, in the name of the disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Let's look at this, the message. I'll read it and you just follow it. It's the same but in a different version. If you don't go all the way with me through the thick and the thin, you don't deserve me. Tough words, but what he's trying to say is you've got to go on the journey.
Yeah.
Okay? If your first concern is to look after yourself, you'll never find yourself. You don't find yourself in yourself. You find yourself in loving God and loving others. And then it says, but if you forget about yourself and look to me, you'll find both me and yourself. Yourself and me. Verse 39. We are intimately linked. Listen to this. I love this. We are intimately linked in this harvest work. If anyone accepts what you do, accept me and the one who sent me. If anyone accepts what I do, accepts my Father who sent me. That's cool. Verse 41. Accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone help. Wow. Did you read that? Accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone help. This is a large work I've called you into, but don't be overwhelmed by it. Next. It's best to start small. Give a cool cup of water to someone who is thirsty, for instance. The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing. You know, we're talking about first fruits offering tonight. And all that I spoke about tonight wasn't to kind of stir your emotion. We don't give out of emotion, we give out of devotion. But we give out of inspiration, and I was just thinking, even if we give, you know, just a cup of water in my name, God says, you won't lose your reward. And I just believe this, something happens. And it's not just it's a Christian thought and it's a Christian philosophy, but people in the world use this as well, generosity. And in a moment, we're going to give you an opportunity to be generous. To do something beyond yourself and to the corporate vision of Inspire. Later on, you can go to the cafe and you can be generous to someone else. You can buy me a coffee. That's fine. But before we go anywhere and do anything, I just want you to look to the screen because we've broken our videos up into three. But tonight, I just want to show you one, and it's our global. And just look to the screen. It goes for a couple of moments, and may it be a blessing to you.
There is no doubt that Inspire Church's influence echoes around the globe through our many global initiatives and partnerships abroad. Mercy International is a home for hundreds of disadvantaged children in Thailand. Many of these children run the risk of being forced into child labour, slavery, human trafficking, or prostitution. Children that have been orphaned, infected by the AIDS and HIV epidemic, or those that have endured appalling living conditions, are brought into care of Mercy International. This ministry is led by founders and friends, Rob and Jean Dung. Inspire Church is continuing to influence the nation of Thailand through the operations of Mercy International. We have had the privilege of sending Angela Reynolds as an ambassador of Inspire Church, and she is currently working at the HIV Children's Center in Khon Kaen, assisting and caring for the affected children of Thailand. Angela first visited Thailand with a missions team in 2003, in which the Ministry of Mercy International instantly captured her heart. After much prayer, she has now chosen to remain in Thailand and commit to seeing this ministry develop. She works closely with the staff, mentoring them spiritually and using her business and leadership background to help develop their skills. But her favorite part is being involved in the lives of the children that are much loved and cared for through this ministry. Remarkable development in the prevention of HIV in newborn babies in Thailand has occurred over recent years, and statistics are now very low. However, the numbers of unwanted abandoned babies and toddlers continues to be of significant concern. A UNICEF report stated that in 2010, there were an estimated 80,000 adolescent pregnancies in Thailand, approximately 200 adolescent deliveries per day, and a shocking 11,200 of these pregnancies resulted in illegal abortions. In a culture where an unmarried mother may bring shame to a family and local village, where she has no desire or intent to raise a child, and where poverty can compromise the child's health and welfare, it's evident that a newborn baby's life is at risk. In late 2014, the home in Khon Kaen started to care for babies that were born into some of the most horrendous circumstances. Many were born in secret, barely escaping death after being abandoned. Many of these unwanted children are conceived as a result of rape and extramarital relationships. But thanks to the intervention of Mercy International, a new generation of children are now being cared for in a very loving environment, being raised with Christian values and receiving hope for a brighter future. Mercy Team have plans to initiate specialized training for young single mothers who need the necessary parenting skills and the resources to raise up their child in a safe and caring environment. Angela is incredibly grateful for the love and support she receives from Inspire Church, both spiritually and financially. In our Phetchabun location, our school of over 1,000 students is going from strength to strength. All the plans to expand the school and build the Meta Technological College are in place, and we have officially broken ground. There is a huge need for vocational training in Thailand. Even the Thai Prime Minister stated recently that Thailand is lacking in skilled workers in many areas. There are several million young people who graduate from a university with a degree that can't get them a job. We want to see that change. Mercy International's aim is to train and equip young people from grades 10 and up to be qualified to work in building, carpentry, tailoring, hospitality, computer science, accountancy, agriculture, plumbing, electricals, mechanics, and lifestyle skills. We will finish the refurbishment of the senior girls' accommodation with an extra story for independent living quarters for the teen girls. It's clear that 2017 is to be a transforming year for Mercy International Phetchabun. Travelling further north to Mercy International Prayer, we continue to see little lives transformed. The brand new primary school is 99% completed. The Mercy team have acquired a prime slot on the local Christian radio station in Prayer. Now they have the potential of reaching 500,000 people who live in the Prayer region sharing the good news. Looking forward into 2017, Prayer will continue the construction of an education building, finish the outdoor play equipment, see the installation of large water tanks which will provide clean, clear water to all the children's homes at the centre. Two cement underground water tanks have been built and are ready for use, and three above ground water tanks have been purchased and will look to be completed by April this year. Mercy International continue to make a difference in the nation of Thailand. In Cambodia, Inspire Church has dedicated 2 years to transforming a village. In 2016, we have seen an amazing response to self-sustaining initiatives. So far, we have seen the installation of water and sanitation. We've seen the restoration and development of a 300 meter long, 200 meter wide, and 20 meter deep dam, which will be a crucial part of the village's water supply for living and agricultural projects. We have resourced and equipped the local school. We are seeing families and villages empowered through agricultural and rural projects, also teaching them life skills and practical ways to work together for a happy, healthy life. Since our involvement as a church in this specific community, the local church in this village sprang to life and have begun to see positive changes in many families. The church is now empowered to impact and to be a light in their communities because of all the help Inspire Church has given. What an honor it is to make a difference in the lives of others.
There you have it. Is that good?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So it's good what we do, you know, in global. And there's a few things that I'm really excited about, and that is bringing that tech school to that orphanage. You get the kids when they're babies, get to year 12. Some go to universities, some just drop out, but now they've got a next thing they can go into, learn a trade, and that's absolutely fantastic. And in Cambodia, when I first went there, the village was a mess, man. It was dry, it was drought, but just being able to help them, you know, with sanitation, with bringing water and all those kind of things, the things we just take for granted, it's just a great thing. And showing them agriculture, how to, you know, be self-sustaining, how to have micro-business, it's just a great thing to see. And that's part of what Inspire Church does. And around our nation this year, and we're going to take our live church live streaming. So all our services, special events will go live streaming. Also church online, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and just exciting initiatives that are happening this year. And we're gonna start 5 campuses over the next year or so. We've got one that's happening already in June in rural New South Wales, and just great things that God is enabling us to do. And we're all part of this together. We can pray, we can believe, but also we can give and just say, hey man, we're behind this, we're standing in it. It's not a matter of, you know, oh, I haven't got that much. I just wanna encourage everyone and say, man, I had a part in that, and I'll have an ongoing part in that, of seeing nations touched, to seeing our community here, even in Liverpool, you know, just continually transformed by the grace of God.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.